Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back to the Smoky Shelter with your hosts, Big Lance and Phil. How you doing tonight, bro?
What's going on? What's up, Podcast Land? Tonight we are talking the 2016 Hunt for the Wilder People.
Okay.
All right, this movie is not a movie I would have ever went out of my way to watch unless forced to for the podcast. But I'm going to go into a little early preview of my rating and review and say this was a pretty good movie. I mean, I did enjoy it, and I'll talk more about that later. But you want to give us a plot for what this movie is about?
I'll give you a small little plot, but I don't want to just spoil nothing at the very beginning. And it does. It spoils the movie for you, you feel like, when it happens. Can we go? Well, let's go on and spoil it. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, but I'm going to start off with a little plot. Okay, there's this boy. He's named
Ricky.
Ricky Baker.
Oh, Ricky Baker.
No, it is. Ricky Baker. Oh, Ricky Baker. Ricky Baker. Man, that shit was my favorite little scene, man. That shit made me want to cry, dude. I fucking rewinded it just to watch that little scene again because it was such a cute little scene. But anyway.
I'll read a plot summary if you'd like.
No, I got this. Ricky Baker, man, he's this boy on the edge, in and out of juvie or whatnot, still shit.
He's a foster. I mean,
he's a foster kid.
He's
never going back to juvie.
What do you call him? Abandoned.
I'll never go
back. He's an orphan.
I'll never go back to juvie.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that this movie is based in New Zealand.
Yeah. And at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this movie, man. I about can't even hear what they're fucking saying. I can't understand that shit,
man.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. All right. Well, it was a little confusing, man. Because of I'm used to, I'd rather listen to a redneck talk.
But old Unc, I mean, he was like the redneck version of New Zealand.
You know who he is, don't you? He's played on.
That's Sam Neill. I thought that was Sam fucking Neill. I couldn't place. I looked at him when I was watching.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. I said, and I'm just now knowing this because Podcast Land, I have not looked at anything on IMDb about this movie. I watched it last night, but I'm thinking, I mean, it's hard to tell the uncle because he's got so much facial hair and long hair, but I'm thinking that looks like Sam Neill.
It's Unctor Hick,
and it was Sam Neill.
Hector.
It's Unctor Hector,
but they call him Hick.
Hick. I kept thinking she was saying Hick.
Anyway, this motherfucker, it's a little quirky, man. But it's funny, dude.
That's the funny part.
Auntie
really
Bella, when they first meet, and he gets out the car and all, and then he gets back in the car.
All I could think about was that giant cat face on her fucking sweater.
Yeah,
I was like, and then three
and
days.
And then I thought about Sal.
Days.
Then you think about Sal with that big old giant cat.
But then 3 days later, she still got the same damn sweater on. Why?
Because that's a sweater, man. She keeps warm with a sweater. You got other clothes up underneath a sweater, but that's a sweater.
Right, right. Well, anyway, check this out.
They're not rich people.
No, no, no.
They got the same clothes. Hey, nobody changes clothes in the entire movie. They stay in the same clothes. Ricky Baker never changes clothes. Heck, same clothes. All right, we'll get back to that. And how long was this movie? How long were they out there? We don't know.
It was an hour and 41 minutes, but I don't know the time.
How long were they out there? They killed a lot of animals. They showed them killing a lot of animals.
Oh, yeah. They were on the run for like a year almost.
Ricky Baker never lost weight.
No. He kept them fed.
Yeah.
I want to say it was months, at least 6 months.
Yeah, but if you're not eating bread and shit like that, you're losing weight. And if you're walking around the woods all day, and you're Ricky Baker and you're 200-pound, 13-year-old boy, you losing weight,
all right,
man.
Let me stop.
I'm sorry. Let's go into the plot.
Let me do the plot.
Okay, fortune fucker. Going to read something off a page.
I'm not reading.
Be like the rest of them
I'm
fuckers.
Not reading shit. I'm going to talk about the plot, okay? This movie is
I want to say something funny, quirky little thing that was at the very beginning.
Okay,
she's
go
like,
ahead.
She's like, you hungry? Ha
ha. Well, of course, y'all. Look at you.
Man, I laugh so hard at
anyway, this movie is about a boy named Ricky Baker. And he's basically an orphan. He's gone from foster parent to foster parent to foster parent. So finally, he gets put with Auntie Bella and Uncle Heck. And she's like, you can call me Auntie Bella. And you can call him Uncle Heck. And he's like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he moves in with them, and he immediately starts trying to run away. And she's like, well, if you want to run away, that's fine. Why don't you come eat first for you?
Yeah, she wakes him up the next morning.
You want to run?
He ain't walked about 200 meters.
Yeah.
But it's up hills and shit, so he's fucking tired. He's like,
he thinks he's 3 miles away.
I'm just taking a break.
Wait, well,
you can still see the house down
the
hill.
Well, he's cooking some breakfast. Why don't you come eat some breakfast? Then you can run away.
Then you can run away
again. Well, anyway, he winds up loving him and staying with him.
Man, that water bottle she gives. What about at the beginning? She's like, you got to what? She's at his door. She don't even come in because she's giving him his privacy. She's like, you got your water bottle in your bed. You got your little knick-knack cat over there, ceramic cat. And you got your big butcher knife if you want to kill them. What the fuck?
Yeah. She was like, and that's a sharp knife if you want to kill the monsters. And I'm like, what? Why would you do that?
Why would you get that little
He's going to kill you and Uncle Hat. I'm telling you, y'all
are dead. I think you found all over again. It's the,
and then I swear to God, this blew my mind. This is why I sent you that message last night. Right before it happens, I'm like, boy, if something happened to Auntie Bella, I'm telling you, he'd be fucked because Heck could send him back. And immediately she died. And I was like, what the fuck? They just killed Auntie Bella.
There went the movie for me.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was going to be good. But now we just got this old fucking man over here that don't want to do nothing with nobody.
And I knew from when he told that boy to read that letter out loud, I said to myself, he can't read. He don't know what that letter says because you could watch watch the expression on his face as that boy was reading That was the first time he had heard that letter.
Yeah.
He acted like he had already known, read this letter out loud. And then when he started reading it, the guy was like, he was getting angry because they were like, he can't take care of you. You got to have a woman.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even realize that. I thought he was like, I done read this letter, now you read it.
Well,
I didn't even pay attention to that part
until I started watching his face and his body language as the boy was reading the letter, and you could tell that was the first time he was hearing that letter.
But did you feel like he give a shit about the boy?
I do.
I didn't really see that.
I felt anger. I felt like he was upset about when the boy was reading the letter. He was upset that
he didn't have no relationship with that boy.
No.
I don't think he would have ever had a relationship with that boy if it wouldn't have came.
And I'm not saying that I think he was ready to fight, because he wasn't. As soon as he read the letter, he's like, hey, that's the way shit happens.
Yeah,
so pack your shit.
Yeah, he's used to life.
I'm not going to fight for
him. He knows how life works.
I think basically it was like this. He was saying, if they let you stay, you can stay. But, hey, they're wanting to get you, so I'm not fitting to fight for you. You can go.
That's right.
But then the boy takes off. He goes after him. And I love the scene where his foot gets caught in the rocks. Right as he runs after him.
Yeah.
It's like, man. Well, right there, they were out there 3 weeks for his foot to heal.
At least. But
he said it's going to be 3 weeks.
Yeah, but you can walk on it pretty good after couple days. Well, but really, I've twisted my ankle a thousand times. I walked on it that day.
He broke his ankle.
Dude, I've broke my ankle.
All right, but either way, he said.
But it just matters if you're a man or not. Dude, I've broke my ankle at work and fucking walked on it. You remember that night I broke it at the concert, right? Woke up next day and couldn't even stand on it.
Right. Well, I don't know, but he made a comment about it being 3 weeks later.
Every time it hurts, I'm thinking about it.
I feel like that was a 3 week span of him healing.
Yeah, 3 weeks, man?
Yeah, that was 3 weeks.
Well, they made it seem like it was longer. They made it seem like it was months.
I'm just talking about
him. Oh, yeah, just him healing.
That first campsite was 3 weeks.
Right.
After about 3 weeks, because he made a comment about it being 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I believe that.
It was in the newspaper. They were reading the paper, and it said, manhunt's been going on for 3 weeks now for young boy and
we haven't even spoken about the fucking the adoption lady or whatever.
Oh god, the social worker,
man,
she's funny,
oh my god, dude, they didn't pick the perfect fucking actress for that job.
Yeah, I liked her,
dude. She's her good. Fucking facial expressions and shit, she gets into that shit, man. She wants to be the Terminator. What's that bitch say? I'm like the Terminator. And he's like, no, I'm the Terminator. I'm more. And she says, I'm more Terminator than you. You're more like Sarah Connor.
Like Sarah Connor.
And before she could do pull-ups. And then he's like, and then later on she's on camera and he's like, we even had a conversation where we had exchanged words about me being the Terminator and him being a fat Sarah Connor. Dude, I laughed so hard in this fucking movie, man. I was like, Teresa, you don't see the fucking humor in this shit. This is some shit that me and Philip would be sitting around talking about and saying some little quirky humor, and nobody gets our joke. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what we're doing tonight.
You know what I mean?
I know. We're doing it. I know exactly what you mean.
Well,
yeah.
That's what we do.
Well, and that's why I enjoyed watching it by myself. You were like, watch.
And you have the fat Sarah Connor.
Chelsea wouldn't have cared about that. The kids would not have cared about that movie. But
you don't think so?
No.
I think they would like that movie.
Logan,
even the bad scene, it wasn't that bad. And it was real quick.
Oh,
so,
dude, that was pretty gruesome. The boar scene where she kills the boar.
Yeah, but that was just to let that little boy know this ain't the city, boy.
Yeah. I get what it was for, but I don't think Lincoln would have been out. He'd have been like, and that would have been it. If he'd have made
it
that
far. But it didn't show, like.
They wouldn't have gotten the jokes. I'm glad I watched that movie on my phone by myself because I got the jokes.
No pigs were harmed in the making of this movie.
Plus, let me tell you something. When I'm watching it on my phone, I can go back and rewatch a part that I thought was real funny so it'll be more memorable to me.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes me 3 hours to watch an hour and a half movie because I'm constantly going back rewatching parts.
What about when the fucking they're at the little campsite or whatever, the little hunting reserve place?
Yeah.
Or it's a hunting cabin is what it is. And the hunters come back to the cabin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is when Heck and Ricky are out in the woods, and after
yeah,
the legs heal.
It's all on the news.
Yeah.
About how,
and he's like, oh.
About how he's a pedophile already. They're saying he's a pedophile.
You're a perfect.
You're perfect. You call me that one more time, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to whoop your ass. You call me a pervert again.
Man,
pervert.
Heck played this movie, man. I like that shit. What's his name?
Sam Neill.
What else does he play in? But don't tell me because we can't play our game and because that's the only person I really know. But I don't know. The only thing I know is Jurassic Park, so we can't play a game on this one. We're going to have to pick a new game for this one.
We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know anybody else, do you?
Nah.
We could talk about Sarah Connor or Terminator.
Well, I promise I won't.
We can do it on
I promise time. I won't look up anything for Sam Neill and we'll play it by ear because I don't know
I
it much either.
I only know Jurassic Park, though. So you win because you know 2 or 3.
I know what?
You know 2 or 3. You even knew Sam Neill. I don't know his name. I just know he played in Jurassic Park.
I know
Park.
One movie he's in.
Well, then you win. We can't play that movie. Let's
okay.
play something else.
All right. Well, anyway, let's finish talking about the movie. So anyway, they come in and he beats the shit out of the dude, right?
Yeah.
And they get out.
But first, the boys tell him, he's like, yeah, I had to take care of him. He made me do things. And they're like, what? He's fucking that boy.
It was hard at first because my hands are soft, but then they got calloused and it was easier. It wasn't so bad once my hands got calloused.
And man, this movie was good, dude. It was so fucking hilarious. And just the dialogue alone.
He made me jack him off until I had calluses on my hands.
He didn't say that, did he?
but that's what they heard.
That is what they heard.
He made me do things.
I never did things before like this.
I had soft hands. I was an innocent child. I lost my innocence.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, they get away.
He had the crook I had to take care of. Because he broke his ankle.
He had the crooked dick that I had to take care of.
That's exactly what they heard. I had to rub it at night for him every night.
So anyway.
Warm lotion.
Lots of tissues.
Made me eat all sorts of things.
I think he's the
Never ate these things before in my life. They taste yucky.
I think he's the Terminator. And I was his little fat Sarah Connor.
I'll be back. For some more of that yucky stuff you got.
All right, anyway, let's move on.
Gotta keep my weight on.
Let's move on. So
keep my weight up.
That's why he didn't lose weight. He had a lot of protein. So anyway, let's finish what we were talking about. What happened after they got away? Because I'm blanking right here. What was the next part?
Oh, man. They're just, I think that's when it goes into them eating a lot of shit and... He's got his dog following around. We never mentioned
the
dog that they gave him.
Tupac!
Tupac, yeah. Tupac. And he's like, well, why'd you name him Tupac? It's my
childhood hero.
Yeah, it's my childhood. He says something like that, and then he's like, then she's like, what? Who is Tupac?
She said, what's a Tupac?
Yeah, that's what it was. She said, what's a Tupac? And he said, it's a rapper. He's like my best friend.
He's like my best friend. I heard that. I didn't even pause it and go back or anything. He's a rapper. He's my best friend. I said, did he just say that Tupac was his best friend?
Hey, but it was cool. It just relates to Tupac.
And then the other dog's name was Zay. He's like, what's your dog's name?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's to getting pussy. He relates to Tupac.
Well, the heck had a dog. He's like, what's your dog's name? He said, Zag. You should get another one and name him Zig. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's cool.
But then Zag gets killed by the boar that they kill. So no more Zag.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, they killed.
No, I didn't catch one in Zigzag.
You should get another one. Name him Zig.
That's what he says to her?
No, that's what he says to Heck.
Okay.
He tells Heck to get another one. But anyway, that's when he went up to him. He's like, Auntie Bella said I should come help. You need me to do anything? He's like, yeah.
Leave me alone.
Cool. Turns around and walks off.
Eat this fucking folded up pancakes or folded up waffles.
He's like, cool. Pancakes are good.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, so I like the
Zag dies, but then they still got Tupac.
Yeah, I hate when Zag died, man. The fucking boar killed him.
Yeah. So now, and he shot him. The boar hurt him really bad, and he went ahead and put him down.
Yeah, they had to put the
but then
boar down.
Let's talk about when he gets caught, when they finally catch him. That's what I can't.
Well, hold on. First, I want to talk about some of the little dialogue where they're chasing him through the woods, and yep. He's hiding behind a tree, and they're walking right by him. You see that part?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's funny to me?
He's like,
what's funny to me? Where's the fucking dog in this scene?
Tupac's hiding.
And they're in the woods. They got dogs. That dog can smell other dogs. Dogs see each other. They bark.
Well, the dogs apparently couldn't find
the 300-pound
13-year-old kid.
The dog was hiding behind a tree like this.
Why couldn't their dogs find the 13-year-old 300-pound kid?
Because they couldn't get across the little valley. Like, come across here, kid. I got snacks for you.
He flicks her a bird.
We got him. He's over here. And then they go to chasing him, but they fall down the fucking valley and all that shit. But yeah, when they catch him, but he meets that little girl first, man. He meets the girl, and the cool daddy's like, let me take a selfie with you.
Yeah.
And I put it on my social media and all that shit.
I put it on my Facebook.
Yeah, I put it on my Facebook.
Check us out on Facebook at thesmokingshelter.com.
Hell yeah, plug us without. Let's do some shit like that. Let's start plugging ourselves. Let's start plugging ourselves in stupid little quirky scenes like that.
Hey, Batman, check out thesmokyshelter.com.
I might have to use that for a intro clip or something. I like that. All right, so let's get into when they got caught.
All right, then, Phil.
They get caught and...
Because that's what I'm blanking on. I don't remember that part.
Okay, well, they get caught and... Well, they're like in like a junkyard or something where they catch them at, and Hector's like, we got to turn ourselves in. Let's just give it up. And the little boy's like, no, we went too far. We got to have a shootout. It's got to be like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
We got to die at the end of this movie, man.
We got to die.
That's what I'm thinking, man. This little boy's about to kill Hector, man. And I'm thinking he's going to start shooting, and they're going to start shooting Hector, right? Well, no, he just shoots Hector. He shoots Hector, like, in the ass or something, don't he?
I think he shot him in the...
You shot me in the ass!
I think he shot him in the shoulder.
It's like, what was that, Denzel Washington on...
Training Day.
You shot me in the ass!
Oh, no, Batman, you shot me in the ass!
That is a good dog, man.
She is. She's
anyway, so yeah, he shot him, and then the cops. I'm blanking, dude. I'm blanking. You got to help me here. I don't remember the end of this movie.
And then, Terminator, she thinks she wins it all, and then But eventually, he's like, they fucking move in together with the fucking social media dude.
That's what I was saying.
And the girl. And they move in together, and he ends up, the ending is a happy ending. He ends up getting a hand job from the girl.
Does he?
Yeah. See? She gives it. No, that don't happen.
Okay, I was going to say, I missed that one.
And then the dude from social media gives Hector a hand job.
Yeah?
Yes. And they become a big happy family.
Okay, good enough for me. Let's get into some rating and reviews.
That was the best movie of 2016.
Let's get into some rating and reviews. Give me your rating and reviews on Hunt for the Wilder People.
Oh, we never mentioned that. They said when they met up with them hunters again
we're
in the woods.
Wilder People.
Tell them that we're the Wilder People, and they're on the hunt for the Wilder People or some shit like that.
Oh, you just said tell them we're the Wilder People.
Yeah.
But then I said, that's where they got Hunt. Because the whole time I'm watching this movie going, I'm watching this movie going, why hunting? What's the name for Hunt for the Wilder People? And it was that point where I was like, I got it.
All right, I'll give my review real quick. My review is, this is one of my favorite movies of 2016. It was really funny. Some of the best... probably directing and some of the best dialogue, and I don't know, I've never seen this boy before, but I think he's gonna go on to do a lot more acting, and even the even some of the other actors like Auntie Belly, maybe, I don't know, I'm sure she's been in a lot of shit though. I think I've seen her before, but and now you're going in to look at more shit that she's done, but anyway,
no, I'm going into some trivia. I'm just getting prepared for our next game.
I don't know. I really enjoyed this movie, man. I knew it was gonna be good because when I seen a review on Rotten Tomatoes that was on Facebook and it was like really high, and I was like, okay, I ain't never heard of this movie before. But then I seen it on Amazon, and I think I ended up watching it. I don't know if I bought it on Amazon or on Redbox or something like that, but I watched it and really enjoyed the movie, so I'm going to give it an 8.5, man. I think it was really good.
All right.
I'll give it an 8.7. I'm going to put it up there around Star Trek status for me. It was that good.
All right, well, I'll give a quick review. I think I really enjoyed this movie. I didn't think I would, but, of course, as most of the movies you put upon me, I wind up enjoying them in some form or fashion. You pick weird movies that I'd never watched before, like Swiss Army Man and this. But with that being said, I mean, it's a good movie. Like I said, it was good acting, good storyline. It had really funny parts that made me go, what the fuck? But it was funny. At the end of the day, I'll go as far as to give this movie an 8. And you know, 8 is great. So I enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it. Let's get into a little budget versus box office.
Alrighty then. Let's
this
do
one's
going
to be a hard one because this one, it was in New Zealand is where it come out in theaters.
Oh, I know they didn't put a hell of a lot of money in this movie. Oh, but did you see some of the scenes? I wanted to mention that. That was some beautiful scenes. And did you, I want to say
it
that
was on set.
The Hobbit movie.
It was really in New Zealand.
The Hobbit movie was... in mm-hmm. New Zealand. Mm-hmm. They got all the scenery.
I think it was
New
too.
Zealand.
I think some of Lord of the Rings was too.
Well, the Hobbits are the Lord of the Rings.
Well, it's
movies.
The prequels. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I do not see a budget on this.
Really?
Let me go into Wikipedia, see if they got one. Okay. No. We got it. U.S. And it's in U.S. dollars. Budget versus box office. Let me see what you got. What do you think they spent on this movie?
I'm gonna say they put $10 million on it.
This movie cost $2.5 million.
Damn, I should have known it was cheaper than that. I just want to say they put more because they got Sam Neill or whatever his name is. But all right, I want to say they made $5 million easy.
Well. See, IMDb says 5 million.
Really?
Box office. Wikipedia says 23.2 million.
That's around the world.
It says US.
Well, what?
It says U.S. dollars, $23.2
million. Well, I don't know how that works.
Well, it says U.S.
maybe
dollars.
Maybe that's opening weekend. Maybe $5 million was the opening weekend.
No, the opening weekend was...
No, don't tell me. Okay. Let me guess.
Go ahead.
$377,000.
Wow. And that was opening weekend. It did come out in USA. That was opening weekend in USA. It was Sundance Film Festival.
Well, maybe it just did $5 million in New Zealand when it first came out in box office. No. Because it probably come out way earlier
I'm looking at it. It did $5.2 million in the U.S. It did $23 million worldwide. U.S. dollars. It's in U.S. dollars. That's why it says U.S. next to it. Because in U.S. dollars, it made approximately $23 million worldwide. But in some of those, there's euros and shit.
That's crazy, man.
And the euros have to be converted
over
to the dollar.
They really support their movies down there, you know that? In different countries, Europeans.
Well, yeah, I mean, hell yeah. It was a blockbuster in New Zealand. It was an independent film over here.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't. It ain't normally like that now. If it made fucking $1 billion, like Avatar or whatever, I guarantee you it made damn near $1 billion in America.
Yeah.
It made 100,000 other places, you know, something like that.
All right, so you don't want to do, you want to skip our name game because we don't know anybody but Sam Neill and you don't know any Sam Neill movies?
Yeah, we can actually, well, what else can we do? You got something else?
We can go on into our Stump the Chump.
Well, we can go on into that, but I'm saying you got another little game that you want to throw in there? You got something?
Not right offhand, but I'm sure we can probably come up with something as we go. Well, let's go ahead and let's Stump the Chump. For y'all who are just now tuning in, Stump the Chump is a game where me and Big Lance both pick a previous movie that we did an episode on, and we go through IMDb and we look at that. We pick either, you know, a trivia, a goof, a quote, whatever, something like that about the movie, and we say it out loud without naming names that'll give the movie away, and the other person has to guess what episode that was or what movie that was. So hopefully you follow along with that description. So that's what we're going to do now. We're both looking, and the first one that finds one, we'll throw it out.
This is one. This film was released on the 30th.
What category?
Trivia.
Trivia. Okay, go ahead.
This film was released on the 30th anniversary of the original saga. Damn, that was a good hint.
The original saga. I got one in mind, but shit, now I got two in mind.
I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one that almost gives it away.
It's probably going to be one of those three I'm looking at.
Their van's car horn plays the theme song.
Their band?
Their van's car horn plays the theme song.
Hell, now I'm thinking like the A-Team, and we didn't even do the fucking A-Team. Oh, shit.
I knew I was going to get you with this one.
Wow. 16.
Huh? Did we do a movie called 16?
No. Oh, my 16 God. Candles? Now I got four in mind. Shit.
Well, fucking just throw one out, because...
Okay. My first fucking thought.
I gave you two hints.
I'm going to throw my first fucking thought out, okay?
Oh.
And then we'll go from there. Let me get back to it.
No.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Stump the Chump. What was the fucking theme song to Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
No, well, that was the first one with the first thing you gave me. Ghostbusters is my next option.
A Stump the Chump.
Okay, well, the next one after that was... Oh, shit. That one has nothing to do with it. Terminator was one of them, too.
Well, then you have been stumped, my friend.
I've been stumped. What was it?
Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Damn.
How did you not get that? The theme song. The fucking horn. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I forgot about that.
30th anniversary. Come on, man.
Yeah, you got me. You stumped the chump, Big Lance. You stumped the fucking chump.
Well, where there's a chump, it will be stumped.
Right on.
I have stumped the chump, Batman.
All right. I got you. Well, I got the movie anyway.
I'm glad you finally found the movie.
Okay. Let's go into goofs.
All right then. Goofy goofs. I'm ready for your goof. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Okay. All right, now this is going
to
be
Goodwill Hunting.
This is going to be a hard one.
I already won.
This is going to be a hard one.
Okay.
After Iris attempts to escape, she returns to the room. The main character delivers a speech about his son, puts his left hand on her shoulder, cut to a wider pan, and it's his right hand that's now laid on her shoulder.
Iris. Is there real names?
Yeah, I left out the main character's name, but Iris is the real name.
Say it one more time.
After Iris attempts to escape, she returns to the room. The main character delivers a speech about his son and puts his left hand on her shoulder. Cut to a wider pan, it's his, now his right hand that's laying on her shoulder.
Iris. Son. Gives a speech about his son. Left hand, right hand. Iris. Left hand, right hand, son. Was it? Can you give me a second goof? Because I always give you two.
Okay.
And you get three guesses. Apparently now you get three guesses.
Okay. When trying, well, you'd have stumped me even after the first guess. I mean, okay. I was just doing that for fun. If you don't get it the first time, you lose. When trying to talk Conway into drinking. The main character hands are down on the table. But in the shot from behind the main character, his right hand is up by his face.
Oh, my God. Conway. Is Conway a real name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Conway and Iris. Where the fuck did these characters come from? Conway and Iris.
I'll get out of this and go to a trivia or something if you want me to throw.
No, let me don't fucking just give me too much. Iris, Conway. Conway, Iris. Iris, Shaun of the Dead.
Stump the
Hold
chump.
On. I get one more guess. You got three goddamn guesses. Rubber.
Stump the Chump.
The Do-Over.
Stump the Chump again.
All right, what is it?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? And it ain't even in our fucking page no more, is it?
Oh, yeah?
No, it ain't. It ain't on our
Podomatic. Go to Podomatic.
I am on Podomatic.
I'm looking at it right now. Would you rather?
Okay,
oh, there's not a media file on it because it's been moved to the vault.
So you screwed
so
me.
So should I redo it then?
No. Well, I mean, I think that's fine. Time's it's fine. Good. I should have known that. I should have known that we did that. But anyway. It's fine.
All right, well, Podcast Land, while we're talking about this, check out Would You Rather, but you have to go to Patreon and donate to get the vault. And also do that.
Yeah.
It's patreon.com/TheSmokyShelter.
Yeah.
Also check out our episodes we did on Ninja Turtles and Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadow.
That's what's up.
And we did one on the cartoon Ninja Turtles
and
Forever.
And tweet us on Twit.
Okay, All right, well, that's it for Stump the Chump. Both of us stumped the chump tonight. What other game do you want to try to play? You want
to
start a new game?
Since we can't do a game like that.
Since we can't do our name game.
I'll give you a little game.
All right, what you got? Let's do it.
Since you know a couple movies on Sam Neill, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that game. Hold on. This is called Somebody and Somebody's IMDb Game. All right. Well, I'm just going to throw out some other actor. Like,
at least somebody who's been in movies that we've
that
done.
That we've done. Okay. I'll do Tom Cruise. How about that?
You can check out our shows on Jack Reacher and Edge of Tomorrow, and coming soon, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
Tom Cruise. All right. I want you to... That was very, very entertaining. All right. This is the first three of his movies. If you can name two of his first three movies that it pulls up as best known for on his IMDb, then you win this
game. Not order of the movies he did them in, but
no, just the one he's known for mostly.
Mission Impossible.
You got one. Mission Impossible. That's the second one he's known for.
How many guesses do I get?
You only get three.
Cocktail.
Nope. I've never even heard of it.
Really. Oh, man. It's like one of... I'm thinking of his old shit, and I shouldn't be thinking of his old shit. See, I'm not going to be good at this game. Should have named, like... Can you name the first three movies he's played in?
Nope. Three of the best known for movies.
Risky Business?
Nope. You got only one more chance to win the game. It's a cool little game.
And it's not going to be like a Mission Impossible 2 or anything, right?
It could be.
Oh, shit. I mean...
It's a possibility, I'm saying. It ain't. Don't look nothing
I'm
up.
I'm not. I was cutting my screen back on. Jack Reacher. I'm sure Doug does that too, right?
Nope.
Okay. What was it?
Top Gun is
Top
his,
Gun
is his first.
I didn't even think about that one.
For Maverick's role,
yeah,
in 1986. Mission Impossible is his second as Ethan Hunt in 1996. Oh, 86 and 96. That was 10 years apart. That's pretty cool. Oh, and I got another one from 96. Jerry Maguire.
All right, well, let me do it. Put it down.
He's best known for his two movies in 96.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Put your phone down. Let me do
that
it.
That is neat, man. I like this game.
Put your phone down. Let me see what I can do. All right, I'm going with the Goonies star, Sean Astin.
Which one is he?
He is the main kid of the Goonies. The main kid.
Okay.
Sean Astin.
I don't know. I don't. Okay.
Let me give you another movie he was in that's not one of the three.
Sure.
Encino Man.
Okay. I'm good. Another guy.
Okay.
All right. But I don't know if I can name three movies he's been in.
I don't see why you can't.
All right. Well, let's go.
Okay. Go.
Goonies.
There you go. You got one.
Why would you tell me that?
Okay. You got one.
Rudy.
You got two.
I win.
Can you get one more?
I don't even know if I can think of another one. other than Encino Man.
Meat and Potatoes. Mo Naked Hoes.
I don't know what you're referencing. Meat and Potatoes. More Naked Hoes.
He means to kill us.
I don't know if I know what you're referencing. All I can think about.
We have to get it to Mordor.
No, he was in fucking Harry Potter. I mean, not The Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Samwise Gamgee.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought you, but you won either way because you got Goonies and Rudy. I didn't think you were gonna get Rudy. I for sure thought you were gonna get Lord of the Rings.
Rudy was my favorite movie he's ever been in.
Yeah. Let's do it one more time, just for shits and giggles. This is a quick game.
Yeah.
One more game, and then we'll call it.
Are we both doing it?
No, you just do one more.
Okay. Let me think of something we've done recently. All right. I got one. All right, I'm going to do Edward Furlong.
Edward Furlong. Okay. All right. Is it on me?
Yeah.
Okay. T2. Terminator.
That's it.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
That's it. That's his number two movie.
That was his number two? Pet Sematary 2.
Wow. Nope.
But really?
That was a good guess.
Really?
That was a good guess. I liked him in that role. I liked him when
he
was young,
like that movie,
man.
That
I really liked him
sorry.
When he was young.
Lay down. You good?
And he played John Connor in Terminator 2 back in 1991, by the way.
Yeah. We didn't do that, but we did an episode on Genesis, and we talked all Terminators.
Yeah, we talked about him a little bit.
Check that episode out. American History X.
You got it. That was his number one movie, 1998.
T2 was 2?
Yep.
What was 3?
Pecker.
Pecker. I remember that movie, but I never
and
watched
it. And he played Danny Vineyard in American History X, and he played Pecker in Pecker.
And as of this podcast, American History X has not been put out yet, but we did do an episode on it. Actually, by the time this one comes out, American History X should already be out, so check that episode out if you hadn't heard it.
But we did do a movie with it he was in, didn't we? No. Just American History X.
But it hadn't come out yet. But it's going to be out, and it'll be out before this episode.
Before you hear this, you can go back and listen to our American History.
Right on. See, all right, guys.
I've been plugging our shit before it ever comes out. There you go.
Well, guys, if you like this episode,
Follow us on Face.
Right. We really hope that you like us. And we hope
give
that
us
you
a
spread 5-star
star rating and review on iTunes, please.
Yeah, do that.
We are thesmokingshelter.com. You can check Google thesmokingshelter.com, and you'll find us on any of your podcast streaming availabilities.
We're on Pocket Cast, we're on Podomatic, we're on Stitcher, we're on Podbean. Man, we're all over the place. But like Big Lance said, just Google The Smoky Shelter, and several of our links. We're on player.fm. I mean, we're all over the place, dude. Find us, listen to us, spread us.
Spread us like butter.
Spread us like herpes.
Don't do that.
Because once you get herpes, you
can't get rid of us.
Once you get Smoky Shelter, you can't get rid of us.
We're like glitter, bitch. You fucking get
the herpes of arts and crafts.
That's right.
I got a good story about glitter if you want me to tell it real quick.
No, let's don't. Okay, go for it.
Well, I mean.
All right, well, let's end our shit and then tell a story about
it. That's good. We'll tell it
later. Yeah, you can tell it now. All right, well, let's talk about it. Well, let's don't. All right, let's
end this episode. We still got one word. You have one word on Hunt.
Ricky Baker.
I keep on thinking Ricky Bobby. Ricky Baker's two words.
It's one name.
Auntie Bella. No, mine's Tupac. Tupac.
That's cool.
All right, that's cool.
That's
right.
Actually hyphenated.
Yeah, it is. There you go. Oh, we'll hyphenate Ricky Baker. All right. You got any last words, any final thoughts on this movie before we say goodnight to Podcast Land once again?
Twitter's on Twitter, bitch. See you later, guys.
Hunt for the wilder people. Wilder people. Wilder. Wilder. Wilder.
Hunt for the wilder people, Batman.
Why so serious?
Hello, silly.
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hey there, Batman.
It's not a bad Mark Hamill. It's pretty close.
Hold on.
Do it again.
Let's put a smile on that face.
That's close. How you do it now?
Batman, let's put a smile on that face.
I don't know how he laughs. How does he laugh?
Let's put a smile on that face.
I don't like you.
Batman, let's put a smile on that face.
Oh, man, I don't like yours at all. I'm fucking, we're scaring Lulu don't know what to do. We got a guest tonight, guys. My puppy dog's here.
Yeah, we didn't come in. All right, welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Big Lance, and my brother,
Phil. You kill me, man.
Phil.
What's up, podcast?
I could have finished it off. I could have did it off.
I didn't know what you were going to do. All right, tonight, guys, we are talking. And I hadn't done my job by getting prepped on this.
Hunt for the Wilder People.
It's called Hunt for Wilder People.
That's what I said.
You said the Hunt for the Wilder People.
Because I told you, I texted you, Hunt for the Wilder People, and I was like, maybe it's the Hunt for the Wilder People or some shit. And then I made myself confused because. Well, I probably found one first then because I already picked me one in my head.
Okay.
All right. If I can get my internet to work a little faster.